101.9 Chai FM, I'm Benji Shulman, and this is now the one, the thing that everyone waits for. We get listeners saying, but why can't you do it twice a week, particularly on a Monday? No, we do it on a Thursday, guys.
So we wouldn't mind it on a Monday. I think
that's the why we limit it to Thursdays. Only it's the Norman Goodfellows distillery segment, or as we like to call it, a giant excuse for drinking just before Pooza Thursday really gets into its proper stride. We have in studio Isaac Poe, and he is from Glenlivet. Is that how you say it? Because with the Scottish, I always get it wrong, to be honest.
You got it totally wrong.
Okay, so then that's just another box ticked. You should wait. Last week we did what? It was called Spion or something. It was another disaster. Anyway, doesn't matter. How do you pronounce it, and what is it, and why should we be drinking it?
It's called The Glenlivet.
The Glenlivet.
Can't miss the article. It's just right there.
Like
right
the above. Isaac Poe.
Right. It started off as the Facebook. Yeah. I just want to point that out.
Actually, they started a Facebook page for as the Glenlivet ambassador, and we're going with the ambassador.
Ah, nice. Okay, right. So you've got to, as you say, have the article. From a Scotch perspective and a whiskey perspective, where does it sit? Where, you know, how is it brewed? What's the whole vibe?
Jesus, brewed.
Dude, I'm telling you that, you know, you're not with whiskey. We're not going to win. You're educating a rookie here, right?
Fantastic. So
the rookie.
Well, just gonna run with it.
Explain it to him like he's a drunk 6-year old.
Shouldn't be talking to 6-year olds about alcohol.
There we go.
I don't know. I'm a very responsible.
You are.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'm just worried how many drunk 6-year olds Gilbert encountered and whether she got them drunk.
Guys, this is not the Chai FM Kids show. Let's just focus. It's the distillery segment, right? Fine. Distillery segment.
Wow. So the Glenlivet is a single malt Scotch, distilled,
right?
In Speyside.
Wow,
it's distilled in Speyside, Scotland, in the Glenlivet Valley.
Okay, and we are actually giving away a bottle of it today on the show,
right into the free booze.
Well, listen, I mean, you're busy pouring it out here. There's glasses all over the place. It's being poured, so I'm pretty excited. And we do want to make sure that people, know about it. So,
yeah.
And I'm sure it's very popular, so people will want to know about that. So, what is the question that they have to answer if they want to? If they want to get a bottle,
is it the Glenlivet or is it the Glenlivet? What are we doing, and what is it? Thank you.
So, the Glenlivet is a single malt Scotch.
Okay.
What is Chivas Regal?
Because we are giving away, it's a bottle of Chivas Regal that we're giving away.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, so what is Chivas Regal? You can SMS us, 34519. That is the SMS line. Email on airchaifm.com, tweet us at airchaifm, or you can WhatsApp us, 061-895-1019. What is Chivas Regal, since the Glenlivet is a single malt Scotch whiskey? Now, tell me, all right, this is a single malt. First of all, what does that mean for people who are, like, not really sure, like me?
So, you're not making this easy, man. So, single malt is a whiskey which is distilled from a single distillery, from a single distillate.
Mm-hmm.
And then a blended Scotch would be basically, think about it like this. If you're making a single malt, you only use one whiskey factory.
Right.
And if you're making a blended Scotch, what you'll do is that you'll go to different factories, distilleries,
mm-hmm.
buy whiskey, and then blend it together to make a blended Scotch.
Is there a different term?
You think about Kanye and Kim's child. That's the same
Northwest.
Thing. Northwest is like a blended
triple distilled
Scotch.
Right.
Double distilled.
What's with the whiskey and the kids?
Sorry, I don't know. I'm just using what's in the room, guys.
Right, yeah. So you got to run with it.
Content,
Can you tell me, is there a difference between a Scotch and a whiskey? Or the fact that they go together, is that like...
It's only Scotch if it comes from Scotland.
Only Scotch. So Irish whiskey, it can't be Scotch.
It's Irish whiskey.
I don't think you'd want to be Scotch.
Fair enough. Okay, so that's important because when people talk about Scotch whiskey, you don't really know necessarily what that means. So this comes from Scotland.
Yeah.
Does it come with a free haggis? Sorry, no, that was completely, nice. That's important. Are you supposed to drink whiskey with something? Because, you know, whenever we have this discussion, I always get like the wine people and they're like the red one and the white one and the pink one and you've got to eat it with chicken or meat or... Vegetarians. Is there something you've got to eat something with whiskey, or can you just like drink it a lot and you'll be fine?
So first and foremost, I'll say there's nothing that you can't mix your whiskey with. If you want to have your whiskey with cream soda, Oros, whatever.
Stay classy.
Iron Brew.
Oros likes whiskey, though, from what I hear.
So I just needed to say that because people tend to think that because it's such a precious spirit, mm-hmm. you can't add anything to it because you'll take away from it.
Right.
But for enjoyment purposes, you can mix whiskey however
you
want.
Yeah, you can be as ratchet as you like.
Yes.
Don't let anybody stop
I've seen people at the distillery
live
have
your best life.
An 18-year-old, 21-year-old with green tea. So,
wow.
You can pretty much play with it as much as you want.
It's like a rough day at the distillery when you're drinking green tea with
wow,
your 18-year-old.
Like yes. A wise man.
So, like, is there a minimum age with your whiskey? Like, should you not drink a whiskey 1, 2, 5 years?
We discussed this. At least be above 16.
12.
No, it's, you can, by law, you can only, once you've distilled the spirit and put it in a cask for maturation, you can only call it legally a whiskey after 3 years and a day.
3 years and a day. Okay, so you can drink a three-year-old? Is that okay?
A day?
Yeah, it's okay.
What's up with that day?
Cause
that sounds like some crazy person was like, some guy was like, 3 years, and then this old man was like, and a day.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Well, let me finish that point. So the perfect way really to find flavor in whiskey is when you're having it with water.
Okay.
Because water has no flavor. And the one that I brought today, the Glenlivet 18-year-old, has a lot of flavor, fruity flavor, dark sherries, a lot of hints of sweet oak, vanilla, honey. And all these flavor components are very subtle. And in order for you to find them, you need to add to it something that has no flavor.
Right. So is whiskey also then similar to wine drinking in that you've got to like stick your schnoz in it and really get a sense of the smell before you drink it? Is that like important?
It's very important.
Very important.
To anything that you put in your mouth.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But whiskey in particular, as opposed to
anything.
You should smell it first. It depends on what you had for lunch.
I mean, your nose, if I'm not mistaken, can detect about more than 250,000 different types of scents.
Mm-hmm.
And your tongue, in terms of taste, is like 7, right?
Right.
So you need to find.
You smell the thing first.
You didn't know that.
Well, I probably knew 7.
But you need to find. Because if your nose doesn't find it, your tongue will battle.
Mm hmm. All right, so let's try that now for a moment. Tabo, you can also smell it. I don't know if you got into it early, but you're more than welcome.
No, I'm fast.
All right, so take a deep smell then, friends.
But I wouldn't say deep. I'd say put the glass about around your chin.
Around your chin. All right.
Right here. I'm sitting right here like they can see me.
It is a problem.
Imagine a chin.
By chin.
And then put
I'm
it by
I'm surprised you
chin.
Didn't say imagine a kid.
No. We're done.
Okay, so
can you say this is an 18-year-old?
It's an 18-year-old.
At least you've got something legal in this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, by the way, what is the oldest whiskey that you've ever drunk, just out of interest?
30-year-old.
A 30-year-old, okay.
Yeah, a 30-year-old.
It's like older than me. It's crazy. Someone SMSing here saying Scotch whiskey is spelt whiskey, excuse the pun. Okay, thank you. I think that's a joke on Scottish people, but I don't really know. And someone says it's called the smell. No, it's called the call. It's
no,
call?
It's called the nose,
not the smell. Okay, that really did not come out in the line. So thank you. All right, so I'm currently have a whiskey glass on my chin, and I'm smelling. And you said, what am I supposed to? Vanilla. I can smell the vanilla. Mm. Definitely the vanilla.
Caramel.
And
I tell you what I can smell.
What can you smell?
Whiskey.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Look, it's very, especially if you're not accustomed to drinking whiskey a lot, and when you're trying to nose it, you'll come back with alcohol.
Right.
That's why I say when you add water, you almost dilute the alcohol and allow just, it's like a flavored water now that you're drinking.
Got it.
And it's a lot more easier to find flavor then.
Okay.
So somebody else coming through on the SMS line. Whiskey is a Scotch controlled appellation for only Scotch made in Scotland. All other Scotch made elsewhere is called whiskey. From Akiva. Well, thank you very much. I guess it's like ouzo or champagne or cognac, one of those cognac. Okay. So now
I've
you
got
know.
A question, Isaac. You have bought this bottle of the Glenlivet 18-year, but I have to say that I don't know if you guys have noticed that bottle is far from full.
Right, so is it like the demonstration
not,
bottle?
Not
who
the
have
first,
you been?
Not the first interview.
That's what they all say.
Right.
It's a prominent brand.
It's have you been business. Like, you know, like the Robin Hood of whiskey today? Just giving
to the poor.
I don't give. I teach people how to appreciate whiskey and how to find flavor. So I think if you can find flavor in whiskey, you're a connoisseur. You don't have to be drinking whiskey for 10 years or so.
Okay.
So you don't have to be like a wine expert,
a whiskey expert.
12 years on a wine farm, eating one grape at a time every day, kind of like. You can just drink whiskey and it's fine and you don't have to worry.
If you can find flavor.
If you can find
the beauty of whiskey is it has so much flavor in it. It has a lot of flavor compounds. Mm-hmm. So compound X, for instance, you would pick up as peach and she could pick up honey.
Right.
It's no one is wrong, no one is right. No one is right. Everyone finds what they are familiar with and what they have encountered.
What they have encountered.
I tell you what I'm smelling now. I'm getting something.
Yes.
I'm receiving something.
You're like one of those. Yes, I'm a medium. Yeah.
And I think what I'm smelling is the hands of old Scottish dudes.
Wow. but she makes a good point, right? Because they pour the stuff into the cask, and that actually makes a big difference in terms of the flavor.
Yeah. So 60% of the character of the whiskey comes from the cask.
Okay.
So the type of cask that you use, how often that cask has been used, will also have an impact.
I thought I could taste a bit of cask.
It's oak.
Whatever.
Say sweet oak. What is cask?
Don't come here with your facts, Isaac.
Don't confuse us with the facts. Yeah. All right, so let's actually taste some of it now that we smelt it to death.
Nose it.
Stuck my nose in it to death.
So just hold it. Don't swallow immediately. It's not tequila.
Yeah. Tastes like whiskey. Definitely tastes like whiskey.
You get that warm.
Yeah, there we
go. For you, it'll probably be a burning sensation.
Yeah, slightly burning sensation. Does that go away if you test it out long enough? Just let it go. Just
let it go.
Okay.
It'll come out. And because it's ethanol, it'll burn your tongue. It's fact. I won't sit here and say whiskey.
You're selling me fire water, in other words, on the show today.
Don't call my whiskey fire.
it burns and it's liquid, you know.
That's rude. Come on. Just say one nice thing about the Glenlivet.
I said it smells like vanilla. That's really
that's
nice.
That's one of the
I
notes, think. Actually.
There you go. So you see, I'm being lovely.
How's your mouth feel now?
Yeah, much better, actually.
Can you taste something have to drink sweet? Some more. Maybe fruit sweetness?
I don't think we should give you any more.
Yeah, please. You shouldn't drink and drive show, you know what they say.
That's why I haven't touched my
Somebody else coming in on the line. People are very excited about the whiskey today. He wants to know, has your guest tasted any Welsh whiskey? Now, I feel like this might be a sort of curveball question. The Madeira Cast Pendron is the bestest and newest whiskey around, in my humble opinion. Well, thank you, humble opinion whiskey taster. You haven't tried it, huh? You're a Scottish man through and through.
I also enjoy some of the Irish whiskies.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Irish and Scotch for you.
Irish, Scotch, and Japanese.
And do the Japs do
they make
whiskey?
Cool bottles, though.
They have some beautiful spirits.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And they have beautiful spirits.
Beautiful spirits of the Japanese. Yes. That's great. Now, tell me, if you want to get a hold of the Glenlivet, where is the best place to do it? Do you order it on Amazon, or is it like at a shop? Is it Norman Goodfellows? Where can I find some?
Oh, you can go online and order it, or you can. Generally in all bottle stores.
It's just like, you know, you just go into.
Because it's one of the biggest single malts.
Like a normal person.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest single malts in the world. So a lot of people really stock it up in their bottle stores.
Right. That's great. Well, thank you so much, Isaac. Appreciate you coming in. Yeah, yeah. We're already at like 5:30. It's time for the news headlines.
Just give the news.
With Sasha Storm.
Time flies when you're drinking whiskey.
In the headlines, the U.S. confirms its bond with Israel. Thousands take part in the Nakba Day march. And the NPA is set to prosecute Dorozane Zuma. Louis Karpis has our sport. Or you will very shortly.
We're still trying. I think he might have got into the whiskey, to be honest. Down in Cape Town, when it rains, then the Cape Townians go whiskey mad. So that is, that happens.
It is whiskey is a very wintry drink.
It's a very wintry. It is actually kind of wintry, but it has been winter. You know, winter is coming in Johannesburg.
I just like it because it's supposed to be the only thing you can drink that doesn't make you fat.
Yeah, is that true? Is that really a thing?
Apparently, it's the lowest calorie drink that you can have. But I struggle to drink it. This is a curse. I'm cursed.
Just add water.
I was going to say,
you could literally.
When I was young and naive.
Did you have any problems?
But you say that it has to be a sort of...
Wait, I want to know what happened. What happened? Did you then come to the light?
Yes, because I was on the show every week and I had to drink whiskey every week. So I learned.
That's incredible.
And
so
I really do feel like if you add a bit of water, it takes that burn away.
Yeah, that's what
you makes it a lot smoother.
100%.
And then you really do begin to pick up the different notes. A lot of the whiskeys that have come in, thankfully, are very caramelized, honey noted.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Okay. I'm not a fan of the very peaty, smoky.
Like,
are you labeling me?
Somebody wants to know, by the way, on the SMS line, should you have it with water or ice? And does it matter the kind of water? Like, will good old-fashioned Rand water
just
be
not
okay?
Cape water.
Yeah, not Cape water.
Yeah, I once had it with water in Cape Town. It didn't end well. So
they have no water.
No, they have some water, but it's not. Yeah, anyway.
That's a story for another time, yeah?
It's a very contentious topic, that one, water or ice. But we do even state on the global website that it's always best to have your whiskey with water.
Okay.
Ice generally locks some of the flavors in the whiskey, and you find that if it locks the aromas, then the experience is a lot more. The amount of flavor that you find in your whiskey is not there. It's not present.
Would it be to do with the temperature, perhaps?
Temperature, yeah. They call it the exothermic.
To release the flavors, maybe?
So it's like, excuse this example. You know, in the male bathrooms, urinals, they have ice in the urinals. It's because it kills aroma.
Right.
It'll do the same thing. Was every time I went to a urinal.
That's what happens with 3 years of preschool cheder, all right? Not everyone can be so lucky. quickly, so we are giving away on the distillery segment today, Norman Goodfellows, we're not giving away the Glenlivet. That's what we've been drinking. We're giving away some Chivas Regal. And the winner today is Ilan Dub, answering the question correctly. What is Chivas Regal? What is it?
It's a blended scotch.
It's a blended scotch. Very quickly, again, people are very concerned about the ice versus water debate. So they want to know, should the water be at warm temperature? Room temperature?
Warm temperature.
Warm, should it be a warm temperature or fridge temperature?
Room temperature.
Okay. Somebody else saying it's very important if you want minimal alcohol burn, which sounds horrifying, and taste, then you must use your 15-year-old with some water. So, all right, the water debate, I think, has been settled, unless you're in Cape Town. We're just going to have it neat, guys, you know. Maybe also might settle down the Cape Townians ever so slightly. Because, you know, Cape Townians, they don't mess around, huh?
Don't they?
No, they don't. It's Cape Townians.
That's exactly what they do.
Well, except when they're not, you know what I mean? Like, Cape Townians mess around until they don't. And at that point, it becomes a problem.
At that point, they run out of water.
Exactly. So there we go. Okay, so the Glenlivet, go try it out. How much does it cost, by the way? Like, what does a bottle go for these days?
We're talking.
Yeah, now that's the hard vibe.
The entry-level, the Glenlivet is the Founder's Reserve, and that goes for anything between 360 to 380. The 12-year-old, 400, 15, 900, 18, which we have in studio today, is 1,600. And then we go all the way up to the 50-year-old, which is 650,000.
Okay, so if you want some 50-year-old for a Shabbat dinner, make sure. I'm assuming that's one you don't keep underneath the counter. That's like in a locked safe somewhere, you know.
Yes.
Do we even have any 50-year-olds in South Africa? And I'm talking whiskey here. Not
yeah, we have currently three in the country.
Do you know where they are?
Yes, I
have. How much did you say they were?
650,000.
Wow. Yeah, that is a lot of money, but it's a lot of whiskey. So
I did see that you said Cape Towners don't mess around. I did go to a whiskey bar in Cape Town where I remember a very long time ago a guy was drinking a shot that cost, it was like 30,000 rand for a shot.
Mm.
So that's possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he wasn't. He wasn't messing you around.
No, he was messing around with his own life. That guy needs. I don't know what he needs.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Isaac. I appreciate you coming in. Thank you for bringing us the whiskey.
Thank you.
And now we are going to go drink some whiskey with.